All right, so just like we talked about yesterday, kind of moving through as close to a regular season week as we're going to get here in preseason. So, you know, I think that process is moving along, and, you know, I think this will be a good opportunity for us against Carolina. You know, they're a good football team, really physical team, very good fundamentally, sound technically, don't make many mistakes. So I think this will really, you know, be a good test for us in terms of their dealing with their physicality, you know, their overall playing strength as a team on both sides of the line of scrimmage in the kicking game, you know, dealing with a real set of mobile quarterbacks, whoever it is, whoever we end up getting, and, you know, been playing on the road. So that was good for us last week. This will be a good opportunity for us to, you know, deal with that again. So it's kind of like Friday. Closing in here on the end of the week. It's been a short one, so it's good work for us too. We'll be a couple of these during the season, so be a good chance for us to kind of get into that mode too, as from a coaching staff and players in terms of getting their rest and being ready to go the following week. So, well, good week for us, good opportunity, and try to take advantage of it.
I know you never want to have guys miss as much time as Ryan Lindell has missed on the field, but because of his experience in the system, does it at least give him a little bit of a jump start as he steps back on the field for you in the last couple of days?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, he's, you know, he's played here, so he, yeah, he's definitely ahead of guys that are, a couple of guys we have that are coming in that haven't done that. Sure, he's definitely ahead on that count.
Announced the acquisition of Michael Williams, offensive tackle from the Lions. What traits does he have that make you guys interested to work with
him? You know, big athletic guy. Played Alabama, played tight end in Alabama, played tackle primarily at Detroit. So, you know, we like his makeup, like his skills, and see how it fits. I don't know.
With the positions that he's played, do you see him at both of those, or do you see
him? Yeah, I don't know. Depends on how he does.
Size-wise, like, does that affect? I mean, is he up over 300 now, and how does that
look
affect?
Like it?
Yeah,
look like it to me. But you know, again, we'll evaluate how he plays and teach him, you know, some things to do and see how it goes. I don't know.
Tackle stuff for him. Is he mostly a right side in Detroit, or do he play both sides?
I played both sides in the two preseason games this year. One game was on the right, and one was on the left. I can't remember which one was which, but it's been both. Yeah.
What are his receiving skills like, Bill? When he was at Alabama, blocking tight end, receiving tight end?
I thought he caught the ball well.
Flexible. He can play a lot of different types, or he did.
We'll see. We play tight end in Alabama. We play tackle at Detroit, so you call him whatever you want.
Coach, I was wondering what you thought of Jamie Collins this summer so far, and you see him as more of a leader now in his third year.
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely Jamie's got good leadership, good work ethic, and he's, you know, really a part of everything we do defensively. He's such a versatile player. He's in on every different package that we have, every, you know, personnel group, and he's a versatile player and a smart player. But I think, like all of us, it's about consistency, and, you know, it's that time of year we all need to work on that. But skill-wise, really good, and you know, he does a lot of things well.
Well, you mentioned earlier this week, I think, after the Saints game, that there's only so many things you can work on in practice. There are certain things that you just don't get to do in practice versus a game. As far as the offensive line goes, how important is it for those guys to see time together during a preseason game as opposed to all the reps they get together in practice?
That's definitely helpful. And I know talking to those guys, it's, you know, they – it's a great learning experience for them. It's, you know, different than practice, but, you know, again, we have to be, you know, we have to consider the management of our team, and we also have to consider the depth of our team and the evaluation of, you know, multiple players. So, you know, it's a balance there of you know, given the right amount so that we can evaluate the team properly, get some execution and timing, and, you know, maintain our and have our, you know, different combinations of depth, which eventually we will probably need somewhere along the line. So it's, you know, it's all those things. We try to balance it the best we can. You know, if I knew exactly how things are going to turn out at the end of the season, last half, three quarter of the season, then maybe we do it one way now, but there's no way of knowing that, so we have to kind of cover our bases.
Bill, how much contact do you keep in touch with front office guys who evaluate other teams at this point of the year? Is it more?
So there's our personnel. Yeah, I think our, you know, Nick and our personnel department. Yeah, that goes on a lot at this time of year, more than any other time of the year. You know, as we head into the 75 cut, and then next week in the 53 cut, I'd say these 2 weeks are the highest volume of those. So, I personally don't sit in on all those calls, but, you know, Nick and I talk about that on a regular basis of kind of opportunities there are, what's going on, get a general sense of where, you know, things are on different teams that might affect us, you know, one way or the other. So, yeah, the transactions are there every day. You know, they'll be there today, they'll be there tomorrow, they'll be here for the next 2 weeks.
Situation like yesterday, kind of an example of that. The opportunity comes up and there's a need. Is that an example of that?
I don't know. They're, everyone's different, so sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. There's no set formula. I don't know.
Garoppolo mentioned in the post game about how he was barely touched in terms of complement passes. I mean, you're pleased with the progression that group made, particularly the interior young guys from week one of the preseason to week two?
You know, I think our team made some progress. I don't think we're anywhere near where we need to be. So, and in all reality, we probably won't be for a while. So, but we just need to keep making progress, and the faster the better. So, or the more the better, however you want to look at it. So we got a long way to go, but we got to keep taking forward positive steps.
Mentioned in all reality probably won't be there for a while. How different is that from when the preseason or off season was different? Like, did you feel like you got to week one of the season, let's say a decade ago, and you're like, Mike, this is good, this is where we want to be? Or is that sort of normal in terms of that, you know, being where you're going to want to be at some point in the season?
When I was with the Giants, we probably have over 50 practices prior to the first regular season game. You know, now we're at, be less than half that. So,
does that at all affect your?
I mean, the other teams have the same number we have, so that's. Then the other teams had 50 some back then. You know, go back, it was 50. You know, 2, 3, 4, 55, whatever it was. You know, 50 some practices prior to the first regular season game. I mean, that's different than having, 20. So
has that changed your personal approach in terms of deciding, playing guys in the preseason? You know, the idea of being that almost
Everything's changed. Yeah, it's a totally different format. Just do the best you can with whatever 6 preseason games, my first couple of years in the league, and it's evolved into what it is now, so whatever it is. I mean, this is the way, this is the hand we're dealt, so we'll play it. It's just like everybody else.
Guys, let's take 2 more.
I'm guessing the first 2 preseason games, if you could have ordered up a faster start both sides of the ball, you probably would have. I'm just curious if you see a common thread, offensively maybe, that stands out to you as to why the starts have been slow.
Wasn't very good on either side of the ball or in the kicking game. So, yeah, bad coaching, bad playing. Yeah, put it all down. So, wasn't very good.
How beneficial will it be to see a guy like Cam Newton in relation to the, knowing that you're going to have to face a big quarterback, two different styles, what week one, Roethlisberger, he's out there.
Yeah, well, we're going to face mobile quarterbacks this year. There's no doubt about that. And so, you know, we saw some of that with Rodgers. He extended some plays, you know, Breeze to a lesser extent. You know, Newton, Webb, whoever we get, whichever quarterback it is, they'll be that'll be part of the challenge this week. So that's good for us. I mean, we can learn from everything that comes up, the personnel we face, the situations that unfold during the game. So it's all, you know, it's all good, yeah. We're playing a good team with a good quarterback, with a good running game, with a good defense, with a good kicking game. It's a good opportunity for our team to get better on, you know, in every area. Okay.